on the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
Thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. We have one note from the newsroom at the intersection of Old 522 and Route 522 in Snyder County. There is a blockage there. A tree, I believe, is the issue. We're still waiting for the official report from the scene. And, of course, we do, as we talked about earlier today, we do have a limited power outage in the central Susquehanna Valley. So we'll keep you posted about all of this. We've just had some wet weather this morning, nothing like the tumultuous high winds and storms they've had to the south, but we could have some of that gusty weather today. On the news line with us now, Susan Jordan's on the line, Executive Director of the Central Susquehanna Valley Mediation Center. Good morning, Susan. Thanks for calling in today.
Good morning, Mark. It's nice to be here.
Well, thank you. We're going to talk about what is happening with your agency during the pandemic, what's keeping you busy, and maybe just some simple words that you and I can utilize to maybe enjoy being locked down a little bit more. Tell me about, if somebody has forgotten all the many good works of the Mediation Center, tell us what the Susquehanna Valley Mediation Center does.
So we do conflict mediation. We are open to anyone in the community who is having conflict of any kind. So family conflict, neighbor conflict, conflict at work, they can call our office and we can set them up with a confidential mediation with our mediators. So we do a lot of work for the courts, or I guess for people who are involved in the court system for family issues, especially custody and divorce. So if people file for custody in Union or Snyder counties, they are referred to mediation first to see if they can work out their custody differences on their own without using the court system. And so we were temporarily closed for that. Our president judge asked us to suspend those, but he's asked us to reopen our custody mediation services. And so as of today, we're open for business for that. We're doing those virtually because, for obvious reasons. And so we can either do those over the phone or we've also been doing meetings over video conference.
And tell us how busy you've been since the pandemic with that slight change in an operating mode. Are you having more of these family-oriented discussions?
Well, we have, because the court closed us for a short period of time, we were only doing crisis meetings. So we also do crisis meetings where we get referrals from Children and Youth Services when families are when there are safety issues or major family issues. And so we've continued to do those during the pandemic. But we weren't doing the other, so we were actually, things were quieter for us. We have offered our services on just a one-on-one basis. So if people call our office, we can pair them with a mediator for whatever reason, just to talk through if someone is having conflict at home or conflict at work and they need to talk it through, they can call our office and we can put them in touch with a mediator who will have a confidential conversation with them and really mostly do really good listening, but also help them think through what their options are and how they might want to deal with it and maybe even how to constructively, you know, plan for a difficult conversation.
And tell us, are you getting some people taking advantage of that one-on-one opportunity that you're offering?
We have had a few, and I think we need to get the word out about that. I know we've been asked by several agencies if we could offer that, and so we've been working on having them getting the word out so people know that they can call us. There are crisis lines and things already set up through the state, and so I think people are utilizing those. So we're another option for people.
And in a very, very general fashion, what are families or people telling you? I guess it would just be an individual. What's an individual telling your mediators under those circumstances?
You know, I think it's all the range of things that people are dealing with anyway. And then I think right now people, because of the fear and anxiety associated with all the things, job loss, having enough food for your family, all of a sudden homeschooling your children when you'd never done that before. All of the togetherness, but also the isolation that some people are feeling. And so you add that into the normal family dynamics and normal just human dynamics of that people have of, you know, challenging conflict anyway, and then you add those things on top of it. I think that's some people are experiencing increased conflict because of that. And then also just the issues about differences in the way people are approaching the pandemic itself. So differences in how safe people feel they need to be, or who they feel comfortable spending time with and following the social distancing guidelines and all of those things. You know, people have differences in the way they are approaching that. People are having issues with caring for aging parents and sometimes getting aging parents to cooperate with some of the state health and safety guidelines that they don't think are needed. So it's really, I think, the range of ordinary conflict and then adding to it the stress and then the new reality that we're all in right now.
I'm sorry, I think I laughed. It was probably audible. My father will not wear a mask under any circumstances, and he will not let someone shop for him. So,
we've been having those conversations with my mother as well.
Right. Okay. For all families, now we're all kind of grouped together all weekend long. And, of course, you can go outside for a short time, and everybody probably has their own separate space that they can do some things in the house. But how can everyday families get along these days even better? Some tips, please.
So I think you know, always listening to one another, pausing before reacting, you know, those things that are normally good practices when we're communicating with each other in any kind of environment are extremely important right now. People taking care of themselves, some people are getting more exercise right now because they're stuck and they need to get out of the house and do something, and so more people are walking. You see them out on trails and roads, but also listening, pausing before that immediate response to something someone is saying. That is probably the most important key with children, especially. You know, we want to give them information. We want to tell them how to be, especially right now when everyone's home. People are trying to homeschool their children. People are trying to manage. You know, bigger messes and all of the things that happen when everyone's home. And kids are under stress too. And so. Giving them a chance to talk without immediately jumping in and telling them how to think or what they should be doing at every moment, but just giving them that that gift of listening, I think, is really important. People can also take space from each other, go to their room, write, journal, call a friend. There are a lot of people right now that are available. Faith communities, I know faith leaders have been really working overtime to reach out to their congregations and their people. So there are a lot of reaching out for support. There's a lot of support out there if people need it.
Well, and there may be some professionals I guess what we'd call them, quasi-professionals. You talk about a faith leader may not be a licensed professional counselor, but he or she's a natural-born listener, and so maybe that's an idea there. Okay, anything else for families to keep in mind to avoid everyday conflict now that we're all kind of grouped together in the houses?
Well, I think, you know, we... I I have my guidelines that I don't always follow myself, if you ask my family, but okay. I do my best. So I always talk about the four things when people are upset. The first one is to be quiet and listen, which is often, again, the hardest step. Show them that you got it. So don't, rather than, sometimes we talk about waiting, listening to respond versus listening to understand. So the second thing is show the person that you got what they said before any other steps. Then give them a chance to say more about what it is they're upset about. And then the fourth step, which often people want to jump to first, is share your point of view. So that taking that time to listen, let them know you got it. Ask them to say more, and then finally share your point of view. I think those, if we could follow those steps, we would reduce so much conflict in our homes and beyond.
Boy, I'll say, well, just the calm nature of going through an important discussion sounds like that would be very helpful. Where can we get more information, and how can we contact the Mediation Center?
So you can call our phone number. Our office, we have limited hours, but we're checking our messages from home, and we also are now in the office for some hours. So our phone number there is 570-374-1718, and our website is csvmediation.org. We're also on Facebook. So as I said before, if people just need someone to talk to and even decide if they need mediation, our services are completely confidential. They are non-judgmental. Our mediators don't make decisions or judgments about people's situation. We're really we feel people are the experts in their own lives and their own conflicts, and so we support people in making their own decisions, but we're not there to make any kind of judgments about them or their family or their situation. So people can call just to have that conversation, and then maybe they'll decide they want mediation, and maybe they'll decide, no, I can work this out on my own without that. So that's always available, and we can, and beyond business hours, we can set people up for those conversations at any point. Maybe not the middle of the night, but.
Well, you could leave the message then. Sometimes taking that action or just writing it down, I've always find that helpful, not necessarily with conflict, but with all other things. If I just write them down and leave the note by the bedside, then I know that I've taken the first step that I'm going to need to address something.
That's right.
Thank you so much, Susan. Very much appreciated. Check in again as time permits and necessity avails. So we think this is the very helpful information. Thank you so much, Susan.
Thanks, Mark. Take care.
Do appreciate that. That is Susan Jordan, Executive Director of the Central Susquehanna Valley Mediation Center. Their telephone number again, 570-374-1718, and their website, csvmediation.org.